أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين كفروا وقالوا لإخوانهم إذا ضربوا في الأرض أو كانوا غزا لو كانوا عندنا ما ماتوا وما قتلوا ليجعل الله ذلك حسرة في قلوبهم والله يحيي ويميت والله بما تعملون بصير ولئن قتلتم في سبيل الله أو متتم لمغفرة من الله ورحمة خير مما يجمعون ولئن متتم أو قتلتم لإلى الله تحشرون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 156, 157 and 158 of Surah Ali Imran. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the battle of Uhud and the relationship between these verses and that which passed was in the last verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the munafiqeen that had come out and remained with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the battlefield. And when the tables turned, they began to say, لَوْ كَانَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Easily translated, understandable. If only we had a say in the matter, then we shouldn't have fought this battle out of Medina, but we should have remained in Medina Munawwara defending the city. So those were the munafiqeen that still remained with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here, in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about those munafiqeen that had never come out with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They remained at home, and then they taunting and scoffing those mukhlisin, those sincere believers that had gone out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those that had fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that had they not gone out, then they would have not been martyred and they would have not given up their lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this matter, and Allah ta'ala makes it clear that maut is maut and it will come, whether one is out in the path of Allah, whether one is at home, it is going to come. But obviously, if one is out in the path of Allah, then that is a great victory for that individual. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who have brought iman, la takunu kal ladina kafaru, do not be like those who have disbelieved. It happens sometimes that no matter how sincere an individual is, we do become influenced by those who are munafiqeen, by those who are not sincere in their iman, those who are hypocrites. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates this distinction, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls us to be cautious. وَقَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ. And these munafiqun, these hypocrites say to their brothers, brothers in the sense that they say that they have brought iman, and they make as though they are brothers to the mukhlisin, to the sincere. إِذَا ضَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, when they travel out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, أَوْ كَانُوا غُزًّا, or when they are fighting in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا, if they were by us, in other words, at home, they had not gone out in the path of Allah, مَا مَاتُوا, they would not die, وَمَا قُتِلُوا, nor would they have been slain, nor would they have been martyred. لِيَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. The consequences of this is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates in the hearts of the munafiqeen, Allah ta'ala creates in the hearts of the hypocrites, a hasrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates in their hearts an anguish. And what kind of anguish? The Mufassireen have stated, it is a kind of burn that remains in their hearts. Because they speak like this, and each time the believers go out in the path of Allah ta'ala, their hearts burn. One is the burn of jealousy. This is not the burn of jealousy. There is no cure when a person's heart burns out of jealousy. It burns within itself and it will burn that heart out. Now this burn of anguish is the same. This type of hasrat that Allah Ta'ala describes it will remain the same. And we see it all the time that somebody strives in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Others that do not go out and they try to stop those from doing the work of deen. This is that anguish they will have, that they burn within this anguish of theirs, this hasrat of theirs, and it will be a continuous anguish. There will be never a satisfaction, no matter how much they try to stop others from the work of deen, no matter how much they try to stop others from going out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life, and Allah Ta'ala gives death. It is all in the hands of Allah. Whether a person goes out in the path of Allah, whether one remains at home, all of it is in the hands of Allah. It will come on the appointed time. Wallahu bima ta'maluna basir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds your actions. Allah Ta'ala beholds your deeds. Those who remain at home, stopping others. Those who do not do the work of deen, stopping others. Those that go out, continues to go out with sincerity. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala beholds all of it. وَلَئِن مُتْتُمْ وَلَئِن قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And if you are slain, if you are martyred in the path of Allah ta'ala, أو مُتْتُمْ, or if you die, whatever the case may be, لَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. The maghfirat, the forgiveness from Allah ta'ala, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior, is better than what they have amassed insofar as this material world is concerned. A person goes out in the path of Allah, that person becomes shaheed. What Allah ta'ala has in store for him in the hereafter is far superior, far lasting than what a person can amass in this world. What one amasses in this world, what one may accumulate, one has to leave. It is going to get destroyed. What Allah Ta'ala has in store in the hereafter will be forever and ever. And that is the vast difference between the two. What one accumulates by way of reward, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala stores, and that never diminishes in the courts of Allah Ta'ala, in the stores and treasures of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَئِن مُتْتُمْ أَوْ قُتِلْتُمْ لَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Whether one dies in the path of Allah Ta'ala, or qutiltum, or a person is slain in the path of Allah Ta'ala, whatever the situation is, la ilallahi tuhsharun, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be resurrected. All have to assemble to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The return is the same, the destination is the same. So hence, it is only intellectual then that one goes out in the path of Allah, desires to give one's life for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, have the burning desire that one will give up one's life for the sake of Allah and leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to so desire. Look at Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After bringing this deen of Islam, he gave his life for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not a spot of his body was free of a cut and a wound that he had acquired in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But then it was not in his taqdeer that he gives his life in the path of Allah as a shaheed, and he had to leave this world whilst he was not in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. At the time of his mouth, he said, "Oh Khalid, look at yourself. You give your life like a camel gives his life away at home. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had desired it such. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had called him Saifullah, the sword of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and being the sword of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who was going to overcome and overpowered the sword of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So he gave his whole life in the path of Allah. It was not destined for him. So one should give one's life in the path of Allah, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes one's life in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat and leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.